When the Bible and religious teachings say love thy neighbor, they don't mean, oh, I love you, I love my neighbor, I'm gonna do anything for him. Oh, I love him, I love him. To me, I don't think that's what they mean. I think what they mean is you appreciate, you learn to love and appreciate what your neighbor is. To me, I even love the things that I don't like. There's a difference between the things I like and the things I love. And in many cases in my life, the things that I don't like, I may love even more. Of course, there's a degree to like. And then, because I'm at the point now, and this all came, and I was able to achieve this state, because I wasn't always like this. You know, I wouldn't say hatred in my heart, but I wasn't open to a lot of other things, and I took them as being irritants or as antagonizing me. And that was all until I got to the place where I needed to be. Once I got to the place I needed to be, it's easy to love my neighbor. And by loving my neighbor, like I said, doesn't mean, oh, are you okay? Oh, you can borrow this. Come knock on my door, let's talk. No. Don't knock on my door. Don't ask me for shit. You do you, I do me. But I still love you. I love what you are. Okay, maybe it's that I don't love the person, but I love the humanity. Let's put it crudely like that. Because like I said, it was a time where, you know, it all came down to me not being where I wanted to be. Love yourself first. Get you where you need to be. And then that opens up possibilities to living up to possibly what your religious doctrine instructs you to do. Because in the I am my brother's keeper, that one probably take me a few years to understand, but I do believe we're all in this together. We're all in this together. The way I take I am my brother's keeper, maybe through media or the way it's evolved or my misunderstanding of it is, you know, you give what you got to people, you help people, you charitable, give out, give this, give that. You know, in a pinch, I'll help anybody. But I don't make it a practice to go out of my way to help people. And having said that, I don't expect people to do that for me. In fact, I don't want them to do that for me. In fact, a bunch of times, I had to tell people to stop caring about me. I mean, like I was on trouble one time, and something happened. I was in New York or something, and it was a shooting in New York. And people were like, are you okay? You okay? I was like, don't do that. Don't put me in that. I don't want to be that. Nah, I don't want that responsibility. I don't want you thinking about me that way. I travel too much. I do too many things to have to stop what I'm doing and explain to you that I'm okay because of your insecurities. Hell, you got Jesus and God. So what you worried about? I'm the atheist. I'm the one you should be worried about. You should just say, leave it in Jesus' hands. Now, I don't want to get cynical. I don't want to say anything that's going to trigger or antagonize anybody. But there's a lot of prayers going up for people and thanking God after the fact. I don't understand that quite. If the God I would pray to would have prevented the act in the first place, like the boy getting shot, thank God, or God is good because he didn't die. God would have been good if the white man who did it wouldn't have been in the situation that made him do it, whatever that situation is, whatever caused it. And if it was Satan, God allowed Satan. God allowed evil. So it's how do you reckon that? Not a leaf shall fall, but yet we got Satan. God knew Satan was gonna happen. If he's all knowing, all powerful, he knew Satan was gonna happen. And he allowed it. So we allowed the suffering. A good response to that would be, is we don't know God's mind. We don't know God's will. And I would agree. We don't. So why assume that God is on your side? If you don't know why he's doing things, why assume God is on your side? And I'll tell you why. Faith. Faith works. Faith makes you a better person, no matter what you believe in. You wake up in the morning having faith in this or that, your day is going a lot smoother. Faith and love, I believe, change the physiology of a body to make it perform better. Maybe endorphins or dopamine or serotonin or whatever. Like when an athlete, 2 seconds left to go in the game, crowd screaming, all that energy's up in the building. He's concentrated, worked on this for a year. He's like hyper-focused. He knows what's going on. This is his moment. It elevates him to like almost a superhuman level. That works. That's not supernatural. We don't need God for that. If you're laying in the hospital and you see people prayers for you, you know, people, you know, sending out love and praying for you, this and that, it's going to probably help you to heal. You don't need God for that. I'm not saying faith actually goes in there and removes obstacles for you. I'm not saying that, you know, God comes down here and actually tweaks something. Because if he was in to interfere, that would be unfair. If God interferes, that's unfair. Because there's two sides to every coin. If God helps me, he's not helping somebody else. And then you can say, well, maybe that's what the somebody else needed, not to be helped, and you did. Well, if you go that way, anything that happens is God's will, and you praise it. And you know what that's called? When you praise something that something does, no matter what they do, that's having a faith in a God. You have faith that whatever God decides, whatever happens, is in your own good. And that, my friends, works. It makes your life a lot easier to live. You don't have to study. You don't have to figure out how things came on this earth. You don't even got to know about the Big Bang. You can care less about evolution. Doesn't matter. And throw on the top of that, that you go to heaven after you die. Living don't mean nothing. You're covered on all bases. This life don't mean nothing because heaven's better. So you just got to get through this and then die and then go to heaven. So it's like a parachute for all the problems of life. And that's what religion is supposed to provide. That is literally what religion is supposed to provide. And it does. And also, there's a difference between faith. No, I don't have to say, what I want to say is, there's also the social structure of a church. The people in it, the fellowship, the food, the business contacts, your babysitter. You probably met your babysitter at church. I met my plumber at church. I didn't, you know what I mean? It's a social thing. And they say back in the day, the reason church steeples are so high is because they used to be social organizations where people would come to get help. This was before Social Security, before welfare and all that. The communities themselves would create funds and have places to go where people can get help. And they made the steeples real high so that people could see them and find them. I just heard that. I don't know if it's true or not. But that's the idea. That's why you see so many churches in these, like, especially in Pittsburgh and Youngstown and Midwestern cities. You see a church on just about every other corner because they were communities of people who worked together in the name of God. And it works. That's beautiful. It's not supernatural. It's not God. And that's all I'm saying. Because this comes off a post I made today that you could be religious and be an atheist. In fact, there was a trend or something like that where a few priests were coming out admitting that they were atheists. They didn't believe in God, but they believed in the tradition They believed in the religion, and they believed in the social aspect of the church. And they probably did their job very well as being priests and helping people and doing this and doing that. But that, okay, so over time, they started to realize, hey, you know, they probably seen so much tragedy and so many things that they can't explain. And they probably read so much of the doctrine that they started to realize this don't add up. Or maybe, oh, so-and-so wrote this. I know him. And they go back and study, find out he said something else 3 years earlier, you know, hundreds of years ago. You know what I mean? People who wrote the Bible, because man wrote the Bible. So, I mean, we can have, like I said, I'm not against religion. I'm not against anything. And I think that comes back to my original statement, loving thy neighbor, loving everything. I'm not against anything. I would never tell anybody not to do anything. I love my neighbor. I love everything about everything. And that only came after I got myself together. When I got to where I wanted to be. And it took decades. It took decades to build that foundation. And to one of the major things was I had to decide what it was I wanted to be. I had to find something. A lot of people find religion. A lot of people find God. It's easy. Everybody else believes in God. What do you mean you don't believe in God? Everybody believes in God. Come on. I dedicate my life to God. And just walk around living your life aimlessly as long as you go to church on Sunday and Easter. And put up a Christmas tree and Easter eggs. And I didn't mean that in a sarcastic way, but I just meant practice the traditional ceremonies of the faith. You know, like burning candles and stuff like that. And the music and the celebrations and the dinners and all that. That works. You don't need God. That God, it's in the name of God, but God doesn't have to be present for that to actually have a positive impact on humans and what you're doing. The power we pray to is us. It's within us. We created this. If you stop thinking about it, it's brilliant. It's like a circular argument, a beautiful circular argument that the majority of the people on the planet believe in. Not only believe in it, but it's is this the holiday? Ain't nobody out here. This is the second time I don't walk past this, and it's been empty. Traffic, I've been walking across the street with no, you know, usually I have to wait for traffic. I wonder if it's a holiday. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times this time. For me, and for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, will, be, or is. The totality of it all and hypothesis of all as one. A theory of universe. My name is Seth.